We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I just wanted to say this is the greatest show the Kansas City's ever had.
It's time for Runs, Do Not Run. I'm guessing by the music, somebody took in the new Beatles documentary over the weekend.
Get back! God, Paul was so cute! That beard in 1969! You know my mother, what she said about Paul.
What did Big Juicy say about Paul
McCartney? My mother used to say that I thought things about Paul McCartney that no young girl should think about a grown man. That is a direct quote from my mother. So let me tell you about Get Back. I did not watch all of it. I came in and caught Chris watching it without me.
This is the three-part, six-hour documentary on the Beatles on Disney Plus.
It's on Disney Plus. And I sit down and I said, I can't believe you started this without me. I will tell you, it is 6 to 8 hours of a bunch of people sitting around in a room with guitars plinking out stuff. So the casual Beatles fan might not love this as much as the diehard Beatles fan. But there are some moments, because you have to remember this is in 1969. Right after this, they do this rooftop concert, and then that's it.
Yep.
They're done. There's a moment in the documentary where George Harrison says, I just want to quit. I think I want to quit.
Does he say that in front of the other band members?
Yes.
Or just to the camera?
Yes. So here's what I will tell you about this documentary. You will get chills, even if you are a casual fan. And do we have that pulled up so we can play it? I want you to listen to what's happening here. They start plinking out hits that are mega hits that you know today during this documentary. This is old, unseen footage.
It's the genesis of these songs.
It is the genesis of the songs that you know, and they're just fiddling around when he starts the birth of what we now know as Get Back. Listen, here it comes.
He's just humming a medley because they haven't written the words yet.
There are no lyrics. Now the other bandmates come in here. Here it comes. Here, you start to hear it.
Yeah.
It is so neat to hear it. And in a minute here, they all start coming in and they say, get back, get back, get back.
It says here in this review that what you're basically doing is watching John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Ringo Starr rehearse, revise, and procrastinate.
Yes, but also give birth to these songs.
They debate a lot.
Here comes the Get Back, I think. And they all join in, and it's like, oh my God, that is the birth of Get Back. Get back. Get back. Get back. So oh, cool.
Wow. Okay, it's 6 hours. Is it a run? Or do you have to be a mega fan like a Dave Helling?
One of the things that I read about this, and John Grayson would, I think, agree, that it is, you know, at the end of the day, it's 6 to 8 hours of a bunch of guys sitting around, you know, talking amongst themselves. And Yoko Ono's there, and it always seems super annoying to me. Linda McCartney is there. But this is what making music looks like. It, you know, it's not like someone handed them lyrics and said, here, have at it. They don't, their process wasn't like Elton John and Bernie Taupin. They are sitting there trying to find these songs. And there are moments in this documentary where these songs start coming out that you know, and you're like, this is so cool to witness the birth of some of the biggest hits the world has ever known.
Okay. You're saying it's a run.
My father was a drummer.
Before you say anything more, I got to be honest. When I first heard that they were doing a 3-part documentary, 6 hours long on the Beatles, I have one Beatles record and I was totally stoked about the idea.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan. I like it, but
you love music and you can appreciate.
Yeah. Like I could watch a documentary about Nirvana and I hate Nirvana just because I respect what they did and understand what they did. Okay, fine. However, having just heard that little snippet from the movie, I'm now thinking this might be a walk away.
Well, it depends on how you come from it. If you are interested in the process, you will be mesmerized. In fact, your friend Bob Jovi said it brought him to tears. There were times in this documentary he cried because you see the brilliance. I mean, they were what, Scott, 26 years old? And you see how this started to take shape, okay?
Okay.
Will I watch all 6 hours? Probably not. Will my husband? Yes.
Okay. I have a run, do not walk, and it is a run like hell. But I freely admit that this is a very well-known series we got into over the weekend.
Oh, God.
It is. I am so late to this party. I am so late. I'm embarrassed to even say that we started it this weekend.
Okay.
We can't stop.
Is it one of my favorites of all time?
I don't know. I've never heard you talk about it, but my mom would not shut up about this show. So finally we're like, we're going to give it one episode. We gave it one. I mean, roll the crack. We're hooked. Yellowstone. Oh.
That's what I watched last night with my son.
My God.
Yes.
I'm 4 episodes in.
We are, I believe, we start episode 9 tonight.
Kevin Costner is amazing, and Beth Dutton is my favorite character of all time.
She really needs some serious help. But that show, and I know they've already done 4 seasons. Mm-hmm. I know everybody's going to say, Beth Dutton, time you got on there.
Yep.
I get it. Yell at me all you want. Yellowstone is amazing.
I know.
I, too, am way late to that party, but I'm happy I got on the train.
This from the guy that still hasn't seen Breaking Bad. I'm going to have to, like, bar the door when that happens.
By the way, yeah, thank you, Texter, 4553. Your favorite character is Beth Dutton.
She's amazing.
We love Rip.
Oh, of course.
Rip is a stud.
Well, psychopath, but yes.
Psychopath, but a and Beth Dutton isn't?
Yes. It is very, very good.
Man, my mom has, and here's how St. Margaret gives the review on Yellowstone.
It's because she's in love with Kevin Costner.
She's like,
who, by the way, has aged him very well.
Yeah. She's like, it's just incredible. I don't like the language. That's what she said.
But she loves it so much. Yes. She can get past the language.
Like, the language is atrocious. It is horrible. I don't know why I'm watching it, but I can't stop. That's what my mom said.
All right. Well, I will see you, your Yellowstone 2 years ago run, do not walk. And later in the program, I have my final run, do not walk. I'm going to save it.
Oh, is it a good one?
Oh, Scott.
Now, you never gave us the verdict on the Beatles. So what that, well, Bobby is crying when he watches it, but.
But you have to keep in mind, my husband was watching this and I was popping in and out because I was watching Yellowstone with my son. I love it. I probably will not watch all 6 hours of it.
Okay.
But it is worth dropping in.
It's a drop
in on it because it's amazing. It's historic.
Okay. By the way, in case you were wondering, there will be a Magic Mike 3.
Yes, please.
Ladies,
Oh, I've been losing sleep.
I knew you had, Sam. Channing Tatum is returning to his stripper roots once again. The 21 Jump Street star, who is now 41 years old, is already in works on the next installment of the stripper flick Magic Mike.
Mm-hmm.
The 2012 film was based on Tatum's experiences as a dancer in his youth before he hit the big time in Hollywood. I did not know that. It's called Magic Mike. Oh, my God.
What's it called? Magic Mike 3, dot, dot, dot.
Magic Mike's Last Dance.
Oh, my God.
That is so lame. Magic Mike's Last Dance.
Putting the magic to bed, are we?
Follows the movie
series. Magic Mike joins AARP. Followed by Episode 5. Magic Mike, The Golden Years.
Magic Mike's Last Dance.
Still a little bit of magic.
Wow.
Just a touch of magic.
Okay.
Oh, boy. That's bad. Do we really need a trilogy?
Do we really need the trilogy?
I think we do.
That is so bad.
I think we do.
Tatum will reprise his role, in case you were wondering, as stripper Mike Lane.
When we come back, a local man is suing Folgers. Why?
Keep him up at night or something?
Tell you that story when we come back.
All right. 576-7798. He's Sam Stevie the Third. She's Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks here on KMBZ. You heard Neuberbaus mention it. Coats for Kids 2021 wraps up this week. So if you've been wanting to or looking to make a donation to Coats for Kids, do it this week. Please do, because there is plenty of need here in Kansas City. Just go to KMBZ.com, click on the logo for Coats for Kids. That will take you to a secure website where you can make your donation. And we thank you in advance for all of your support over the years, all of your help with Coats for Kids 2021. That's at KMBZ.com.
A couple of stories to bring your way before we get to the topic at hand this hour from the Clay County, Missouri Sheriff's Department just now. True stories from patrol. A deputy stopped a car with no license plates on Saturday near Northeast 44th Street and Antioch. The driver went to pull her sun visor down in search of her registration, and a bag of meth fell out.
Tweakers.
Thanks for making it easy, we guess. That is from the Facebook page of the Clay County, Missouri Sheriff's Department. It comes with a photo of said bag of meth.
When you're allegedly so high that you forget your license plate and then where you stored your meth when you get pulled over, yeah, you might be a tweaker.
I'm glad she is off the road.
Things were pretty methy at the time, okay?
Yes. Wow.
Okay, get out.
Then this, a Missouri man is suing Folgers. And this is a local story. The man is from Cass County. He is the latest to sue Folgers Coffee Company and its parent company, the J.M. Smucker Company, challenging the accuracy of the serving sizes and quantity listed on Folgers coffee canisters. The Missouri man says Folgers, quote, grossly misrepresented the amount of coffee per can.
Mark Smith apparently has too much time on his hands.
Yes, he does.
He also contends that the canisters do not contain enough ground coffee to make the number of services listed on the canister, as you mentioned. But here's the tricky part. The canister says it can make up to.
Bingo!
They say
Up to means it can make one.
Yeah, this is a class action lawsuit. Other cases like this have been dismissed in the past. But Smith contends in his lawsuit, quote, it is a classic and unlawful bait and switch scheme that causes unsuspecting consumers to spend more money for less than the advertised amount of coffee they believe they are purchasing.
Okay.
So this guy thinks he was outed like, what, 12 cents? And now he wants to start
a class action suit
for it?
That's the problem with these class action suits. Have you ever purchased Folgers? Yes. When?
Time or two.
Last year? Here's your 12 cents. The lawsuit is the latest in several similar lawsuits. And a federal judge earlier this year, Scott, agreed with Folgers in one of the cases, finding that, quote, up to a certain number of cups of coffee would lead a reasonable consumer to expect that the actual number could be less.
Okay.
Good luck, Mark. Smith.
And I don't know Mark Smith from Adams. I don't even know if he listens to the program. But this is the kind of lawsuit that drives me insane. This is the litigiousness of the American judicial process. Mark, God bless you, man. I'm sure you're a wonderful guy, wonderful family man. Who even reads the up to 62 cups or, you know?
Well, and I would remind you, up to 62 cups is also one cup. It's also five.
Yeah.
It's also 50.
Yeah, it's also up to
That's
61.
Why they put up to
yeah.
on but, the canister.
But here's when you know you need more coffee. When your canister gets low.
Yeah.
Then you, I mean, it's really simple. I used to drink Folgers all the time in the canister. You keep it in the fridge or in the freezer, or whatever, for freshness. When you're getting low, you add it to the grocery list and you just get more. It's not like a dozen eggs in a carton where you know there are a dozen
yeah.
eggs.
And if you opened it and there were 10, you would be like, wait a minute, this doesn't say up to a dozen eggs. This says a dozen. I want my two extra eggs.
And to realize that you're getting gypped on the number of promised cups of coffee up to whatever means that you must be leveling out the little scooper.
Which no one does.
To the exact amount and then measuring every little bit that you put into the filter.
They also don't give you the scooper anymore, so it's a little bit hard to do that.
So you just...
I just dump it in.
Yeah, everybody just grabs a spoon, goes, okay, that looks like enough. I don't know, that'll probably make six cups. Here's the water, turn it on. I'm too groggy, it's too early in the morning. I'm not dealing with this. That's how you make coffee in the real world.
That ground to coffee ratio needs to be appropriate, okay?
Seriously.
God love you, Mark Smith, but this is the dumbest lawsuit in the history of dumb. Coming up, you teased it just a little while ago.
Yeah,
it's a great story.
I love this story. And my friend Courtney gave us this and didn't even realize she was giving us this gift today. What does, quote, family membership really mean? What does it mean?
Like at a gym or something?
And my girlfriend has such a great point. She says this is the hill that she will die on. Mm. And I think a lot of you will agree.
All right. We'll take a quick break for the news. 576-7798. Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Get back Monday. Hello.
Hello. So one of my former producers, who I just adore, one of the hardest working women in all of Kansas City, posted this last night, and it's something that we have never discussed on this show, but I think it's a great idea, and I want to know what our listeners think about it. She is a very hard working single mom. Okay?
All right.
And so from time to time, I love her perspective on things because, you know, once she posted, Scott, for all of you who are married with children or have a partner with children, please stop saying things like, oh, I'm a single mom this weekend. She's like, why? Let me tell you why that is rubs me the wrong way. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I've said that before. Oh, I'm a single mom this weekend, where she is a single mom.
Single mom meaning what
working,
in your terms?
Yes, working 365 days a year, she is raising this beautiful young child on her own. And for me or you, Scott, to say kind of flippantly, I'm batching it this weekend, I'm a single mom this weekend, is really not something that we should be lighthearted and throwing out there, because it's way harder if you are actually a single parent, right? So she posts this, and I took a photo of it last night. And she says, if your organization sells family memberships or annual passes, but you don't have a single caregiver price model, you are doing it wrong. She writes, I'm looking at you, Union Station, YMCA, and lots of others. I will die on this hill until every single place that serves families understands this. And I got to thinking, what does a family mean these days? If you sell a family membership to any place, think about this, Scott. Mainly, I'm thinking of like a gym.
Right.
That
was the first thing that
what
came
does
to
a
my mind.
Family membership mean? And should the pricing not be different for a single caregiver? I would argue that it should.
Well, define, that sounds like a single membership. Like one, you have the family membership and then you have the single membership.
Right. But she's not single. She comes with a plus one who happens to be, you know, 8 years old. So look at it this way. Your family membership, Scott, you could take yourself. You could take Kelly. You could take your daughters. You could take her son. You, in your family membership model, would have five people. Chris and I would have like 26 people.
Well,
she's saying is, how come there isn't accommodations made for the single caregiver model where it's just a single mother or a single father with a child?
I don't mean any disrespect to your friend, but I think she might be creating a hill to die on that isn't there.
Why?
The family membership idea is to persuade families of, you know, two adults and, you know, your nuclear family.
1.7 kids.
Two adults and three kids from not going to something because it would be cost prohibitive if they bought five single tickets.
Correct.
So it's just it's a little bit of a discount. The idea behind the family membership is a little bit of a discount to encourage people who otherwise wouldn't want to go or say, it may not be worth $150. Where in her case, a single mom with an 8-year-old child, that's just two single tickets.
But why should she be docked because her family looks different than ours? That's another way to look at it.
But
it's kind of like a buffet.
Is different.
It's kind of like a buffet. You go in to eat a buffet, you can eat as much as you want for $12.99.
Correct.
It would kind of be like a family buffet. You guys all get to go in and eat. Why should I have to pay what you are paying for six of you to eat when there's only two of us?
This is like going into the buffet. And again, I don't know that I know your friend, but with all respect to her, this is like going into the buffet and you're not really hungry, but you're hungry enough to eat and you're super skinny and you got a high metabolism and you go through buffet one time with a big plate and in walks a hoss that you know is going up two or three different times.
Right.
And you go up to the counter and you say, I shouldn't have to pay the same price for the buffet as that big hoss over there on table nine.
Yeah, he's going to go back nine times.
Because he's eating a lot more than I'm ever going to be able to eat. You should dock my buffet bill. No. That's not how it works. The buffet bill is the same. Eat all that you want or as little as you want. The family membership is the same way. You can have all four of your kids, Dana, on the family membership, and Chris's kids on the family, which makes it a very big family. All of them are on the family membership. But I've only got three kids and a significant other on my family membership. Why should I have to pay the same as you're getting to pay?
But if I only have one child and I'm a single caregiver, why should I have to pay what the family of six is paying? I look at it the opposite way. I'm with her on this.
I'm not. She's two singles.
Let's say, no, a seven-year-old is not a single.
Well, he's a single
plan. A single ticket, yeah.
Yeah, a single ticket plan.
No.
Which should be cheaper.
Here's
two
what
singles
it
should be cheaper than the family.
You make an individual $50 a month. You make the family membership $75 a month. And single caregiver, $60. We'll split the difference.
Here's the argument never ends, though, Dana, because why should my family, which is smaller than your family, have to pay the same rate that you're paying? We have fewer people. We're going to get less enjoyment.
I'm a breeder. We milk the system.
I know. 576-7798. Al in Brookside. Hello.
Well, I think that my point has just been made. Why not just say a family of two pays X, a family of three pays a little more, a family of four pays a little more,
right.
A family of five, you know, just do that.
How far do you go? And well, do you include stepkids or not?
Well, you just pay per person. In other words,
but see, doesn't that seem like a whole lot of paperwork, Al?
Yeah, but you're the one that started it.
I got you there. Let's go to Mike in Topeka. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Yeah, kind of like what the other caller said, and you can use the Y as an example since you've already said it. I don't know if maybe they have franchise pricing or something, or if it's different from region to region, but when we had a YMCA membership, it was by the number of users in our family. You know, we had a family plan,
okay.
And we could have as little as two, or we could have as many as a million if we wanted. It was just a number on a piece of paper that said, this is how many people are in your family, so this is how much you pay. You know, it doesn't need to be a big drawn-out thing. It's just this is how many people I've got. This is how many I would like to have access, and that's what you pay for it. And it can be, like I said, as little as two or as many as you want.
Mike, you bring up a good point. Let me give you an example. At the place where we work out, they have a family membership, of which we have mm-hmm. purchased the family yeah. membership, okay? But there's really yeah. only two of us that work out on any regular basis at this gym, okay? All the kids, all three of the kids are on the family membership, but it's a cold day in hell when they go to the gym there. Why should we have to pay us, just the two of us, have to pay the same amount of family like Dana's where everybody in the family is using it?
Right, and you can think of it in terms of like cell phone provider or Netflix. Netflix especially, you pay for the number of users, and it can be whoever you want. It's only five people at a given time are allowed to use it, and so it could be very much like you said, the same way. You've got two people in your family going to the gym, but you've got six people in your family. Only two of them only ever go at any given time. You know, so just simplify it and go that route, I think, would be the best thing to do.
All right. Hey, do appreciate the call, Mike. Thank you for it. I'm a little bit confused what your friend is arguing about, because if she was single with no children, she would buy the single packet.
Correct.
Which would be cheaper, presumably, than the family package.
Correct.
But she wants her family package to be lowered because there's only two of them in the family, right?
Correct.
Her and her 8-year-old
child. It's a single caregiver price model.
But it's still a family. It just is a family of two.
Right. And a family of two should be cheaper than a family of six.
And a family of four should be cheaper than a family of six.
So you're not arguing for it to be any cheaper. You're arguing that bigger families have to pay more. Because they're not going to make it any cheaper just for the two. They're still going to charge that family rate for just the two.
It's way easier just to say we will do a family caregiver model.
But a family caregiver model is still a family. It's still a family package. You're just a single parent.
And if you're a single dad of, say, four, do you get the single caregiver model?
Oh, great question, Sam. If it's more than one child, that's yeah. a great question. I don't know.
A husband, the whole point of a family membership is not to get the two to pay an exorbitant amount of money. It's to get the people who would be inclined to just say, I'm not paying for all eight of us to be on the family membership, to actually sign up, knowing that a lot of them are not going to use it.
I will tell you this, not that long ago, and I mean not that long ago, I have friends who are in long-term same-sex marriage relationships who were told you cannot buy a family membership, you have to have two separate memberships for each woman or each man. Now that has since, I pray, changed. But I can remember even, I want to say it was maybe 5 or 6 years ago this happened to a friend of mine, where they said, well, we know that you're in a domestic relationship, but we don't really have a price point for that, so we're going to need you to both pony up for membership. And then you can imagine my friends who have been married longer than most people I know went, no, that's not how this works.
576-7798. Nan in Independence. Hello, Nan.
Hi-ho, guys.
Hello.
The domestic thing's a whole nother ball of squigglies I can't deal with.
Right. we'll just stick to the topic at hand.
You're quite right. It was a thing. I hope it is gone. But to back your friend up, because this is where I am, I've got to watch what I'm saying, but it's been driving me crazy for a week. There's this magical display of lights out around, we'll say, the Stadium Drive area. That is $25 a carload. Now, that's great if you're throwing the Griswolds into the family RV. But if you're like myself, a senior citizen who would either like to go to their neighborhood.
Right.
And enjoy this, or possibly take a grandchild or another senior citizen, it's still $25 a car.
Great point, Nan.
So, you know, the few are really kind of getting tired of carrying the many, with no exception, especially senior citizen exception, and in your neighborhood. Lived there 50-some-odd years. They gave us passes to the Royal game. So I'm glad that we got happy, well-tendered Mahomies, but we ain't all. And it's just, it's a little aggravating.
All right, man.
That the carload charge is a great point.
It is. 576-7798. Don't forget, this is the last week for Coats for Kids 2021. If you can donate, thank you in advance. Just go to kmbz.com, click on the Coats for Kids logo. It'll take you to a secure site where you can make your donation. That's Coats for Kids 2021, kmbz.com.
Feeling my way through the darkness.
Next hour on the Dana and Parks program, for the second time in a month, an officer at the Lansing Correctional Facility has been attacked. Second time in a month. We'll get to that next hour here on Dana and Parks. Let's go to the phones. Jim in Kansas City. Hello, Jim.
Scott, Dana.
Hi. Yes.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Yes, happy Hanukkah to all who celebrate. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Why does anyone think that they should be able to go into a privately owned and operated business and decide how much they get charged for something?
Well, but businesses charge different levels all the time. I guess not, right, not a restaurant, but...
But you don't go in there and tell them, here's how much I want to pay. They tell you, this is how much we're charging you, and you either pay that or you go somewhere else.
Sure.
Great point.
It is a good point, and they have the right to set that price however they want, Jim. But I do think it's an interesting topic, only because you, as our listeners, are giving us way more to think about here when it comes to separate pricing for families. In fact, we're going to get to Carrie and Greenwood, who has the best one.
We will. But you asked an interesting question early on in this discussion. I don't know that you asked the question as so much as you made a statement that required an answer. You said, define family.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, define a family. Is it just a husband and a wife?
Could be.
So it can be just two people.
It could be.
All right. So could it be just a mom and a son? That's still only two people. No less of a family, no more of a family. A family is an impossible definition. Suffice it to say, it requires more than one. You can't be a single person. Just Tom Hanks in Castaway is not a family on that island. That's a person.
Hey, Wilson was real.
Wilson was not real. He was a volleyball.
Okay. My friend just texted me, one company that does do this is the YMCA. A family membership is $80. So, Scott, if you wanted to take all three kids plus Kelly to the YMCA, it's $80. The single parent rate is $72. So you get a little bit of a break because there's only two of you, but not the rate that you would otherwise be paying as two single adults or a family.
The Y's encouraging you to start a family.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're saying.
Carrie in Greenwood, you get the last word. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
So what about insurance companies? Because insurance companies charge for, you know, employee plus family.
It's a great, this is the best analogy yet, Carrie.
I mean, how many kids do you have? I paid the same when I had two kids versus my friend who paid the same, then she's got five kids.
Yep.
How is that right?
And do you know what else the insurance companies are starting to do, Carrie? If you are just a single person, let's say your ex-wife or husband has the kids on their insurance, so it's just you. They will say, a lot of companies now, if you have a spouse who has insurance available and you are not taking it, your own company can ding you for that.
Is that right?
Yes.
Mm. Quick break for the news. When we get back, for the second time in a month, an officer at the Lansing Correctional Facility has been attacked by an inmate. We'll get to that and much more right after the news here on Dana and Parks.
Hot sun beating down, burning my feet just walking around. Hot sun making me sweat. Gators getting close, hasn't got me yet. I can dance, I can talk.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.